Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today and joining me. They're in the studio, but they're socially distanced appropriately.
We almost didn't hug each other.
We didn't even hug.
I haven't seen Jill for a while. I was like, I want to hug you, but I can't. So we elbowed each other.
The two women having the love fest there are Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Sherry Keffer. And we're here for you. And, you know, we also were here for somebody that maybe isn't listening right now. And give them a call because we're going to give them some hope, some help, hopefully, that would lead to some healing. I know this is a tough time for a lot of people. And it can really shut you down. It can bring up all sorts of stuff that you normally are doing a pretty good job with. And I never forget that all of this came about for some folks that were doing fine, and then for others, you know, maybe you've been through a divorce this past year, your child is, you don't even know where they are now, and you just got a horrible diagnosis, and then this came. And so who could blame you for wanting to isolate or just shut down or quit? But don't give up. Don't forget this. God says those who persevere receive the crown of life. Don't have to get through this perfectly, but we want you to get through it and get through it. And sometimes we can even make the very best of the worst. Now, here's what we've done so far for you is we have a video library full of amazing stuff. And we usually, that's just for Club New Life people that support us every month. We've opened it up to everybody. So go on the website, newlife.com, and find that link and get on there and look at some of that stuff. It's so great. Also, this may be the chance for you to be involved in an intensive. Maybe you never wanted to travel. Well, we're doing something, and we're going to try it in May for our Every Man's Battle workshop. And I'll just say this. It's like a decentralized Every Man's Battle. We'll do it live, but rather than all the guys come into one place, they're going to be in counseling offices around the country. The guys that normally fly in, the counselors, are going to stay where they are, and then you won't have to fly there, and it'll be at a discounted rate. So you'll have to check on that. And then you've heard of telehealth. We've got telehelp. More people than ever can do counseling by phone or video, all sorts of things. And then if you want a copy, it's a 14-page thing I wrote up, 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxieties through this time. I'll send it to you. I spent a couple of days working on this, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to all of you. And we're going to be live every single day this week. And finally, I'll do a Facebook Live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every day this week. And every day from now on, you could go to Facebook, and I'm reading a chapter out of Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles for your kids. Just a few things that we're doing. But here's the big thing. Every one of our call center counselors, they took their phone, it's plugged in at home, and they're ready to take your call. So we're here for you, and we're focused, and we're really happy that right now you're listening, and hope that we're going to say something important and valuable to you. Dr. Jill Hubbard, the author of many, many great books, including Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Intimate Deception. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Calls are already coming in, so jump on here. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk with you. We'll be in the studio for 2 hours. And we're on Facebook if you want to see what we're doing. It's Facebook Live. You can go there And our second hour will also be on Facebook Live, because why not? Why not show you what we're taping while we're taping? Glad you're with us. Hope you're going to have a better day because of this. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Boy, I went through a lot of stuff there, and I'll just ask Sherry and Jill, how are you guys doing and what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well. Okay, so we had a flood in our house, everybody.
Oh, no.
And we have, what you need.
Well, we have plywood on the floor, and this morning I was thinking about coming on and here on the show, and then I had workmen. And I'm going to just be really honest with you guys. I was getting dressed so fast, I left my nightie hanging around my waist. And it was
there
underneath my clothes. It was hanging down past my knees. And then I came into New Life today, and I went to wash my hands. And I don't know what y'all have here next to the soap dispenser, but I started putting it on my hands. It said like white chocolate la 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 sauce. Oh, Terry is laughing. I'm washing my hands with white chocolate sauce.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's in there. Don't use it. It's for coffee or something.
Oh,
so I had goo
God.
All over.
So
between my nightie at my knees and, you know, it is, I've been laughing at myself. This morning I thought, you've got to laugh. But it's such a pressure cooker time that our brains aren't even working right. And
it's true.
I mean, I would never have workmen come and let them in and walk around my house with my nightie around my knees. My husband saw me and he was like,
What are you doing?
And he goes, I couldn't tell you. And I was hoping they were thinking it was like some funky dress that you were wearing. But you were all stressed. And
we are.
And
look, here's the thing. This really does bring out the worst in a lot of people. Mm. And so let's have some grace and let's have some mercy. You know, the Bible says God is rich in mercy. So, you know, don't be so hard on each other, because it really is a tough time. A lot of times they're tough. And people have asked me, you know, you think we're going to have more babies out of this or more divorces? And I actually think, you know, probably more divorces than babies. But don't let that be the case. Go watch Mylon and Kay talk about marriage on one of those videos at newlife.com. That could help you. Let's go to the phones and hear what people are going through, see if we can give some folks some help. And how about... let's go right here to the first caller. I can't even get to it because of... Okay, here we go. Let's go to Ann, Portland, Oregon. She listens on the podcast. Glad that she does. Hi, Ann. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
What's going on? How can we help?
I was just calling. I have a daughter. I'm sorry. I got a lot of...
It's okay.
Like anxiety.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem.
Let me take a... I have a daughter that she's 26 years old. She's been in an abusive relationship probably for the last 8 years. We've done, you know, what we could to help her, but it seems like she just always goes back.
What kind of abuse is it?
Oh, it's been verbal, physical, mental. Both of them. There's, you know, the boyfriend is, you know, he's always been in trouble with alcohol. Well, he has an alcohol problem.
Okay.
But it seems like every time that we reach out and try to, you know, give her the help when she needs it from us, you know, we put her in a domestic violence before. We've had her live with us. But it seems like she just always turns it and gets angry or takes it out on me. And then she'll stop talking to me or she'll be ugly with me at times. And so
Have the
I
police
just
been
know
involved
how
in
can...
Have the police been involved in any of the physical violence stuff?
Oh, yes. Yes, we've called before, and it seems like they really don't do anything.
Yeah.
And she's also had a history. I'm sorry.
And she's had a history of what?
we've had a history of sexual abuse. You know, it's been from me to my daughter, from my other daughter. So, you know, there's been, and I know that, I don't know if that's why she has so much anger with me.
So, Anne, you're saying that you and both your daughters have been sexually abused, or you sexually abused your daughters?
No. We have all three been sexually abused.
Sexually abused or sexually molested? Were they little girls?
All molested, sorry.
All molested. So
yes.
You've all been molested.
Yes.
And so kids in the home, are there any children in the home?
They're older in my home.
No, in your daughter's home, the one she's with her boyfriend.
Yes, she has a 3-year-old little girl. But the thing is, over the weekend, they got into a big fight again. And, you know, we try to talk with her, you know, and try to help her once again. But it seems, you know, she has that, like she's trapped and don't know where to go. And so she runs all the time. And so she took off to Colorado with my other sister, but...
Okay, so what is the thing that you think we could do that would help you the most? What's on your mind the most in this situation? What do you want help with?
How can I talk with her or reach her without her feeling like I'm not, you know, protecting her or guiding her, or because she feels like she's alone, or doesn't want my help, or
I hear what you're saying. I just want, and I want to start with you, Jill. I want us to just look at the situation with you, and us try to figure out what is the best thing today, and then long term here. We don't want to give you any advice that's just going to produce some kind of short-term relief when, you know, this is a huge, huge problem that impacts her and
well, and child. Anne, so, and it's a very chaotic situation. And what I'm hearing is that your daughter does reach out when things reach a certain intensity level. She'll reach out and kind of give a cry for help. And yet then at the same time, she rejects that help. And so in a lot of ways, you're in a no-win situation with her.
Yeah.
And yes, the childhood abuse does then repeat. You know, if someone doesn't get help for that, it keeps repeating and we keep playing out those dramas. And so, you know, that's, you're seeing that with your daughter, and it's so painful to watch. My number one concern is for the 3-year-old, your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where I think you can have the biggest impact, is not having the cycle repeat into the next generation.
Yes.
So how, Jill hit the hammer on the nail, right? How can you protect this three-year-old little girl from being molested by an alcoholic boyfriend? That's the question.
He's not the one. He's just abusive.
Oh no! No. Let and this is hard to hear, my dear. This is going to be so hard to hear, Anne. Do you know how many stories Steve, Jill, and I have in our head of little girls that were in an alcoholic home, that when that person was drinking and they were offline, they were not thinking clearly.
Right.
They molest children. It happens. It's not that it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that it is a potential thing that could happen. And so she needs to be protected. Is she with the boyfriend right now, or is she with the mom in Colorado?
She's with the mom.
Okay. So that is huge.
Right. Even if you think he wouldn't do anything, Sherry's right. You know, he may not be in his right mind. And somebody who's been molested often picks a molester. And the dynamic gets co-created between them.
So the denial, mm-hmm. right, that wanting to close your eyes to the possibility that could happen is probably the scariest thing that can happen in a situation mm-hmm. like this, because we close our eyes to it. We don't want to think it's a possibility because that thought overwhelms us. But we want you to keep your eyes open and even talk to your daughter about the possibility of that. She's not going to be happy. This is often what's underneath that. So when someone is molested, you and your daughters, they often have this trauma belief inside mm-hmm. that I'm helpless. I can't get yeah. out. I'm mm-hmm. not in control. And yet,
and I need okay. the abuser.
And I need them. So, you know why? Because
that's why she keeps going
and
back.
That's the way it happened when we found out it was my nephew that was doing it to her. Oh. And I don't know for how long it was. And then when we found out, you know, I confronted my mom and okay. and my sister, and they kind of like disregarded it.
Right.
I feel like, and that brought a lot of memories to me also.
Okay, and I hear you. All right, Ann, we've got to get to the solution here. So I want you to listen to Jill and Sherry. You guys, what should she do now? What needs to be done now?
I would not be afraid, and this is going to feel scary to you, but I would not be afraid to check in with your child abuse protective agency in your area if you haven't done that. And let me tell you why. They can actually be allies. They mm-hmm. want to help you. They want to provide the support to your daughter. And they're going to be also concerned about that three-year-old and what might be happening. In homes in California, if there's domestic violence, Jill and I both have the opportunity to make a decision whether we want to call CPS, mm-hmm. Child Protective Services, or not. So as scary as that feels, I would ask you to just
call anonymously, Sherry,
yeah.
and just say, here's the situation. I want to do some preventative things.
We've done that in the past
okay.
before, too.
You have.
All right, let me ask you a question.
We have.
Jill and Sherry. So what about a phone call to the daughter first, before she does anything, to give her daughter a chance to do something herself? In other words, you know, maybe she says, okay, I've really been thinking about this, the stress, all this stuff that might be happening here, and I think it's time that things change. But I want to give you the opportunity, and I want to give you the help to work with me to change them. But we've got to protect this, my grandchild. Or should she just go ahead and before that conversation?
But are you able to have that frank of a conversation with your daughter? How does she receive that in the past?
She'll probably feel threatened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, sure.
I mean, that's usually how she feels threatened, and then she, you know, cuts us off or.
So you've got to join with her and help her to believe that you are her ally, which you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how
yeah,
can I
yeah.
come alongside of you to help you? I know your life is really stressful, right?
Well,
I know
that's
you
what we
feel
tried to do before she right? even took off to Colorado,
yeah.
but she just didn't even tell us nothing, and she just took off.
Mm.
And
okay,
so
well,
it's
told her before, you know.
Okay, so Ann, just listen to this. So Sherry, just give her some words to say in a phone call that invites some connection and action on the part of the daughter. What could she say?
Yeah, so honey, I'm just reaching out to you. I know this has been such a tough time for everybody, right, with the coronavirus and all, but let me tell you what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, and then say the little girl's name, right? I was thinking about Alicia, mm-hmm. and I don't know why this thought went through my head, but I was thinking about how I've been molested, how you were molested, and I'm really concerned that Alicia might be in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Because when your boyfriend drinks, you know, that could be something could happen if he's drunk and acting out like he hits you. And so I'm just concerned. I want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to protect her. That's a way that I would bring it.
Right. Children. And the biggest regret of my life is that I wasn't able to protect you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love
and
it.
And that things repeated, mm-hmm. and I don't want a repetition yeah. for Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I want to help you do whatever you can to protect her.
And you know what?
Then, yeah.
I was going to say, sometimes, you know, women go back because they say they love him. But I love him, even though he's hurting me. And so sometimes I ask him, what do you love about him?
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We've got Becky Brown on the phone. And Becky, we do have some unique ways people can get help in these days, right?
It is. Well, it's a unique time, so why not offer unique resources? And you know, one of the great things about New Life is we have nationwide resources. We have counselors, licensed professionals across this country who are ready to help. And we just put a shout out last night to to be certain of who's out there offering telehealth, and that's mm-hmm. either by video or phone, mm-hmm. but also in their private offices. So, you know, I know that in this time when people are isolated for good reason, you know, we want to be safe, it can bring out a bunch of anxiety and a bunch of stress. And there is no time like the present to give a call. You can call us 1-800-639-5433 or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Mm-hmm. You've heard that number a few times. And we will connect you with a resource, whether it is a person, whether it is an article or even a book. We want to help you in this time. And New Life is just, you know, we've been here for a while, and we're not going anywhere. And just wanted to remind everybody, pick up the phone. You can call the show, obviously, but you can also call somebody in your area.
There are more ways to get help, more flexible ways to get help than ever before. So work through whatever fear you're going through and get that help. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate that.
God bless you.
Stay safe. That's what we're telling everybody.
Yes.
All right, let's go to April. She's calling us from Louisville, Texas. And hi, April. How are you today? What's going on?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I called last year about a long-distance relationship, but this time I'm kind of calling in regards to my kids and that relationship. My daughter is 19, about to be 20, and my son's going to be 18 in a couple months, and he chose last year to go live with his dad. I guess my question is it okay for me to pursue this long-distance relationship? I mean, my kids aren't making really good decisions right now. I mean,
yeah.
I take them to church their whole life, and, you know, we do the Thankful Jesus game, on the way to school every day their whole life, and I take them to vote. I've tried to do everything I can, but my daughter decided to move in with her boyfriend, and now my son is he's vaping, and I guess he went over to a friend's, and they're doing some underage drinking, and his dad knows about it, and he yells at him, but he doesn't really give him any consequences, and I've even had the pastor talk to my ex, or his pastor, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, should I put this... I mean, the relationship's getting kind of, you know, serious. But do I need to put that on hold until I fix my kids? Or...
Well, let me just say this.
I don't know what to do as a mom.
Okay, let me start with this. Your kids, you need to... all the stuff that you did didn't sink in and cause them to make good choices that reflect strong character, right?
Apparently.
Okay. So sometimes that happens because we didn't do a good job, and sometimes it happens because kids aren't robots and there's an outside influence we don't know about, whatever it is. But you can have identical twins raised in the same home, one ends up as a priest and one ends up in prison. You never know how it's going to go sometimes or why. But first is to accept the reality that they're disconnected from you, and yelling at them or shaming them is not going to produce an effect. And so I want to just start this conversation by saying I think you ought to have a conversation with your ex about, hey, I think we've got to move into a different way of communicating with them. And the first thing is try to connect with them and listen and hear what they're feeling and what they're going through. That would be the first thing. My wife reminds me of this all the time, that what we have to say as adults is so less important than what we're willing to hear and to make ourselves available to hear rather than to put out another lecture that they won't listen to. So I would say,
well,
let's try to get the...
I talk to them all the time. I take them on date nights every week and say, you know, how can I pray for you?
You're with them every week? You're with them every week. Okay. So,
I see him all the time. I take my son to school powerful. To make sure he gets there.
Okay. So, April, I think you've done a lot of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a, you know, perfect setting, like Steve, you were saying, kids do have a mind of their own, and there are other influences. And your kids are at the stage of life where they are individuating. And sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about train up a child in the way he should go and he will not depart from it. Okay, well, not departing from it sometimes doesn't mean there isn't an interlude in their development. And as they become their own people, they often can push against the values that they were taught in kind of their road and their journey to coming back full circle and making their faith their own. But it can be very, very painful to watch. And you also have the influence of being from a divorced home, which adds in other variables because there's inconsistent parenting in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's talking with them. She's with them. Mm-hmm. Date night, school things. So when we come back, we'll give you a few ideas of how to change the dialogue.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of four devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're talking here with April, and it's difficult for her with her teenagers. So, Sherry, you have some ideas for her.
Well, you know, April, it's more just a hunch. I think I'm just listening to you, and I know that you have a long-distance relationship you've been in for some time, correct? And I know that you divorced. I'm not sure why you divorced, but just in two words, what happened in your divorce?
Well, there was a lot of verbal abuse and sexual deviation.
Okay, so he betrayed you. He betrayed you and was verbally abusing you,
right.
Which is horrible, and I'm so sorry. Let me tell you, Mike.
Well, and I've been divorced for years, and I haven't dated for 5 years because I focused on my kids. But,
well,
you know, when my daughter graduated, I felt free to kind of start dating, and so...
So this is my hunch. My hunch is you're still hurting. And that's why a long-distance relationship feels somewhat safe to you. But my concern is, and I'll own it, my concern is coming out of my own history, because I too was betrayed, sexually betrayed, and I too had a long-distance relationship. And you know what? I didn't really know that man day to day. I didn't really know know what was going on. Our relationship wasn't tested on a normal, everyday basis. And my sense is that you are still hurting and you are afraid. And you're afraid of intimacy and knowing how to connect. And so I think as much as you think you're connecting, I think there might be a deeper level of fear around being vulnerable and honest and closeness. And I would have you really take a look at that, because it might be showing up not only in this long distance relationship, but it might be showing up with your kids as well. We can be the illusion, we can be connected, but we can really maybe have a harder time talking about our vulnerabilities and our fears and our concerns. Not trying to fix others, but just coming forward with our underbelly. And I am so afraid of the step that you're taking right now, honey. It's your life. But when I look at you and your dad and I, and there were things that we didn't know about, and you know, there's just some stuff that's there that I think needs some deeper work in your heart.
Okay, I think that
to her
could
daughter, yeah.
put it at a different level of connection, April. And at the break, I asked them what they thought would be a good book for you. It's Take Your Life Back. But I'm also going to send you, Is This the One for You? And I really do think these kids need something different. They need your focus. And I just hope and pray that
differently. And mm-hmm. I think she needs to hear from them. What are you hearing from me? What are you receiving from me? Because she may be saying all the right things, and they may be hearing, we're not enough. She doesn't trust us.
And Steve, could we swap out one of the books? Or I'll send her Intimate Deception, because we got the betrayal in there, and I think she's mm-hmm. walking wounded. I think she's...
Yeah, we'll get that to her also.
I appreciate it.
And there are, to the rest of you, there are so many resources at newlife.com, and I would recommend to her to get on there and look at some of these videos that are helping folks deal with the most difficult of situations. Let's go to Anthony, Anaheim, California. He listens online. Hey, Anthony, how are you today? What's going on?
Pretty good, how are you?
Doing okay. What's happening in your life?
So, recently my dad broke up with his ex. They have been together at least 8 years. And he just started drinking because his girlfriend's an alcoholic, and she's got him into drinking. He's turned into an alcoholic, and... In the past, he's done hardcore drugs when I was little. That's why him and my mom broke up. I was at least two. And when I was 14, I got really depressed because I was in the middle of all the conflict. And it's just hard, and I was getting bad anxiety and just depression. And I tried committing suicide. But after that... Before that, in the middle of that, I started using, like, marijuana and smoking cigarettes and stuff. But
And how old are you, Anthony? What's your age right now?
15.
Oh, buddy, this has been tough, huh? Mm. So what's the question for us, Anthony? We want to help you, my friend.
How do I talk to my dad about the drinking and... The smoke. He said he's stopping smoking, but he asked my his roommate for cigarettes, and he's like, "Oh, I just will buy them. I'll ask him." And it's like, it's just pissing me off. And
Anthony, are you living with your dad?
Yeah, I moved from my mom's to my dad's because my mom was just like crazy too.
You know what, buddy? I wish I could take you home.
Yeah, really.
I'm just so sorry that mm-hmm. you're in this situation with these two adults that you're somewhat having to take care of.
Yeah, we hear you being very adult.
Yeah, it's
too much.
It's a heavy burden that you carry, and we're not comfortable. Yeah. We're not comfortable with the fact that your dad is drinking, because you really need some adult in your life to behave mm-hmm. like a responsible adult should. Do you have any grandparents? Is there any other adult, aunt and uncle, anybody in your life that you would consider a rock?
Yes, I'm actually with my grandma right now. We're on a road trip in Anaheim.
Well, we love your grandma, and mm-hmm. she's your rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a call previously before about all this too. Mm-hmm.
Well, bud, and you know what? It may be that if your dad is unwilling to hear your heart, you may end up going to live with grandma for a little bit. And sometimes that happens in families when they need a strong parent. But let me ask you a question really quickly. If you were talking to your dad and he was listening right now with all of us, can you tell him how his alcohol hurts you? Tell him what it does to you when he's drinking?
Well, it just doesn't look right. That's how we got into hardcore drugs, was because of alcohol. And alcohol is probably like the worst drug out there right now.
But how does he not look right? Does it scare you? Does it make you feel,
yeah,
okay,
fearful, anxious?
I'm scared he's going to get into the other drugs, and I'm going to have to move back to my mom's because he won't care for me anymore.
Okay, so this is how it sounds to tell him. Dad, I'm scared. Every time you drink or use, it scares me. And actually, it scares me so much, what's going on with you and Mom, that I almost didn't want to be here anymore, as you know. I tried to take my life. But I can't watch it anymore. I can't see you anymore. I can't be this scared anymore. And I need you to hear me. That's how it sounds. That's how it sounds. Instead of telling him what he needs to do, I want you to tell him, give him your emotions and your heart mm-hmm. and tell him how scared it makes you.
Hey, what did you do when you tried to commit suicide there, Anthony?
I tried to hang myself, but I almost succeeded too.
Okay, now listen. There is somebody at 1-800-NEW-LIFE that wants to help you, my friend, and you can call us rather than do that. And you just got to hang on here, because a lot of folks have been through stuff like you've been through. Mm-hmm. You just get through it. You don't try to kill yourself. You just get through it, as painful as it is. And you'll come out on the other side, and then you're going to be glad you did, because some good stuff's going to happen for you. It doesn't feel like it could, but it will if you'll just hang in there.
Well,
and there's a church, there's a youth pastor, there are people that would connect with you locally if you would just let them. Anaheim is so close to and so full of great resources for a good guy like you going through a tough time. Jill, your thoughts?
Anthony, I'm so glad that you reached out, and you have to keep reaching out to safe people that can help you, and get your grandma to help you too. And Anthony, I want you to look at the choices you're making. You know, your dad has gone down a path that's been hurtful to you. Don't do the same thing to yourself. Get the help now that your dad hasn't been willing to get.
And sometimes you can start to believe that, well, I'm not feeling love from my father, and you're thinking, well, God must not love me either. But don't judge God based on this dad that you have that's really, really off track. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. Underneath that addiction, there's a man that, boy, if I could help with anything, it'd be to get him out of the addiction and let the real man come through.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. At the break, Sherry, you were talking about you and Kyle. You both practice together, and you're you're in the Anaheim area. What are you going to offer?
So, Anthony, I want you to call me or call Kyle. We're a couple. We both are marriage and family therapists, and we will be happy to work with you. We want to help you get through this, and so we'll take care of you and support you as you're going through this. We don't want you to be alone, buddy.
Okay. So hang on there, and we're going to have a call. One of our folks there on the screening board there talk to you about getting together, because I'm telling you, a lot of people like to see these two, and they're we could call them the dynamic duo, Batman and Robin, whatever. But we're going to get you with them, Anthony, so hold on. I think it's going to be great, and I'm so glad you called. Let's talk to Beth, Birmingham, Alabama. She's our final caller here, but we're going to do a program right after this. So please hang on, and you can try to join us for that program at 1-800-229-3000. How can we help you today, Beth? What's going on?
Hi, Beth. Hi. I was wondering if you could give me an idea as to my husband was addicted to pornography for 30 years. We've been married almost 48 years, had very many rocky roads. My husband is not a very joyful person. He came to in every man's battle. He went through it because I told him if he didn't, I was leaving. But he did, and he went through the year-long
sustained victory. Sustained victory.
Yeah. And which every man on and his team or whatever dropped out because they divorced. He was the only one that stayed in it. But he did not produce anything of lasting value. He was a workaholic, Christian counselor, said all the right things, but our relationship suffered as a result of it. He's not a very... No bonding toward me at all.
Okay. What's the question? What's the question us, Beth?
How do I help him get joy in his life? He's never been a person of joy.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. You know, when you say that he was involved that 1 year, it seems like to me he stayed off of the pornography, but never really got into recovery. And I'll tell you the biggest thing that I see is that a man like him never fully goes deep enough into the anger that is within him. The anger blocks any potential for joy. The anger has a lot to do with disappointment, deprivation, lack of feeling like a man, which often leads to pornography. And so there are two routes that would lead him to joy. One is to go back to every man's battle again and listen to everything from a perspective not of trying to stop pornography, but of trying to start a recovery program that is different. Secondly, he needs to get in with a Christian counselor that will help him deal with the anger, the bitterness, the inner rage that is there. I've never met a sex addict who didn't have this anger down inside. In fact, most addicts have this anger inside. And when we can deal with the anger, we can produce on the other side of that a serenity and a recovery level that isn't just intellectual, but it actually can produce joy. So one is go to every man's battle, or if you're not, at least get into counseling. And he may not be willing to do that. And if not, the third best is for both of you to get into marriage counseling together or come to our intimacy in marriage together. But
How about all three of those?
Yeah, and ask him, what are you willing to do? I hate to see you suffer. I see your lack of joy. You're not using pornography. But there are... You know, we've got all these brothers in the battle, these alumni. They are helping other people. They are active. They're full of joy. They're grateful. They've still got their family. And they're living a life separate and distinct from what he's living. And that could be possible for him. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you one of these new life recovery workbooks. I'll send you a Bible and the workbook on grief. And if he did some grief work, working through the steps on his own, that would get to the anger. That would help him. But that doesn't negate all the other things that I've suggested. And real quick, Jill or Sherry, anything you want to add to that?
Well, mine's going to be a zinger, so I'm not sure you want. You know, question, when we see guys who are on the other side and they have joy, I think he's not sober. My first place I would go is seeing where, if he's sober, if he's still using, because that's going to bring him down and make him not look like he's doing anything.
Well, at the very least, he's like a dry drunk, right? Who's just white-knuckling it. He's going through the motions, but like Steve said, he's not letting it in.
Can I send her my book, Steve, Intimate Deception, so she can kind of vet all that stuff out?
You may not send it. I will send it.
Oh, thank you.
We'll get it to her. Intimate Deception. It really could help you in the healing. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Somebody that's helped a lot of people in healings, Larry Sonnenberg. He's in the studio. Larry, these are not just uncertain times for everybody else, but they're uncertain for us. But we have upped everything we can possibly do. We're trying to do it to help folks. But we need some extra help for us, too. Let's talk about that.
Well, I also want to say, you know, part of our faith is being able to combine contradictions and walk through it creatively.
Yes. Right.
And we're doing that with all the things we're trying to adjust and amend so we don't lose the effectiveness of what New Life does and what God is doing through us. But when it comes to seeking support, it's a contradiction in my head. I know there's people out of work. I know there's people that aren't going to be able to make some payments and things, and they're really struggling. But at the same time, I know there's people that aren't, and it's all. I'm not going to apologize for asking, but so in a way, I feel that because I know the people, a lot of you that are listening can't do anything right now. But those of you that can is who I want to talk to. Can you join Club New Life? Can you help us with just $30 a month or more? Can you just make an individual gift, any size, 10, 20, 50? It's really been hard the last few weeks, and when I talk to Diane Gresham, our finance director, it's just really hard because she is struggling to know how to meet payments and what to do. And that's not the reason I like to ask people to give. I want you to give because of what this ministry does, the difference it's making, the testimonies we hear. And we're not going to stop. We're going to keep this thing going, whether it's virtual or otherwise. We are going to let God's Spirit work through so many different ways. So please give. We need your help to make it through here.
We really do. And you can do it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can go online to newlife.com. If you do it, I would be happy to send you this bundle of videos. But also, let me just throw this out there. I've got some restoration Bibles, a gift of any amount. I'll send you one of those. Just to help you get through this time. It's a great devotional and study Bible. Also, you know, another great book to help you through this is Take Your Life Back, Gift of Any Amount. Let us send that book to you. If you've never read it, well, I'll tell you, it'll keep you from succumbing to all the pressures and fears and all the stuff that's out there. So just call us. Any gift, any amount could be helpful.
Thank you, everybody who has been.
Yeah, thank you. Join Club New Life. Got a great transformational package there full of workbooks and the Life Recovery Bible. God loves you. He's with you. 1-800-229-3000. You want to join us on the next program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, call us. Let us help you. We want to be there for you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.